What's happening, guys? Welcome to the Waffle Mafia podcast, number 14, Cobra Con. I am Lucky Legends, Aaron Johnson, the Wiz, Wizard, whatever you want to call me. Thanks for hanging out. Glad to have you in. And going to hop over, see who all we got in the chat room. I know you guys have been waiting to get in on this one since we said it's going to be about Cobra Con. So good old Cobra Con. Get you guys pulled up here. What's up, Sam Isha? What's going on? Got Mr. Alphabet, E Daddy, Mr. Glenn. We've got, who else we got in there? That's everybody at the moment. What's going on, guys? Thank you for joining in the chat room. For those of you all who don't know, this is the Waffle Mafia podcast. This is where we handle everything mafia related as it pertains to waffles, the waffle groups, what's going on in the Masters world. Do a little bit of character discussion. We dive in, talk about particular characters. And then typically, if you are in the chat room talking and being a part of the podcast, you do get a free spot on tomorrow night's wheel when we do Thirsty Thursday. So typically, whoever we talk about on Waffle Mafia Podcast Wednesday, that is the person that we end up waffling on Thursday. So for this week, gosh, the waffles have been going strong. We've had a whole lot going on. We've hung out a couple times this week. It's been absolute madness. But before we get going, we got to get it in. Let's have a little pause for the calls, my friends. So anybody who is playing along, let's pause for the calls and let's get it on. Yeah, baby, oh, so smooth. It's these Eternian lagers, man. They do what they do. So in Eternia, you have to drink Prince Adam's special. Eternian lagers, absolutely delicious. So nutritious. Also runs your wind rater if you were to run out of gas. Well, that said, let's say hi to some more people's ass. We got Lord Bronze 002. That's Brandon Brosvik. Thank you, sir, for jumping in there, bro. Cephas. Who else we got? JD Gibbs. We've got Maynor. What's going on, Danny Mayonnaise? What's going on, my brother? Maynor in the room. So done a lot of waffles this week. It's been an absolutely crazy week with waffles, and it's only Wednesday. Of course, we had the stuff from last week. We had all of last week's waffles. We really had a whole lot going on. So I'm not going to try. We'll do our weekly waffle wrap-up where we talk about what waffles we've done this past week. But this will be much more of an overview than usual, simply because, gosh, there was just way too much to talk about. So did a lot of stuff this past week, gave away a whole lot of stuff. So if you guys aren't familiar with the Waffle Mafia and what we do, please come join the groups, be a part of the groups. Lucky Legends, Lord of Destruction Waffles, of course, the first group that started it all with the God Waffler, who put the horse head in your bed. We got the Most Powerful Waffles is about to make a return. We're going to get back into some Friday night fights with John Meislewick and Cassandra Prock. So those part of the Waffle family. And, of course, we are patiently awaiting the return of Puerto Rico down in Puerto Rico. We're still thinking about you, brother, and I know things are rebuilding, and that takes time. So, you know, with that said, a little pause for the calls for you. We'll give you time to do what you do, and then we'll see you back when you're ready to get back on the spin. But those are the waffle groups. Those are the four groups that make up the Waffle Mafia, so to speak. We do have a lot of brother and sister groups out there. We've got a lot of groups that have sprung off of the Waffle Mafia groups. So if you're not a member of those groups, please check those out as well. And we'll go over some of those there before the end of the podcast so that you guys know who you can go check out. Wiley Cat, he's going to have a pause as well. It's good to have Adam Wiles room. David McMullen, what's going on, my friend? It's good to see you. new to the chat, I believe. I don't think we've had you in there before. If we have, I apologize, but good to see you. Yeah, Alphabet, you missed it all yesterday, man. Steve Alphabet, a big contributor to the group, a big contributor to the Waffles, and playing along with everybody when we do those things. So had to miss out yesterday, had work all day. I kind of knew Stevie's in the spot with that. It was a lot of it sort of random, just in and out. I was trying to do it around customers and kind of when I had a moment to where I could step aside and talk to y'all. And then, of course, we got together late last night, did the late night thing. And so we'll talk about that, too. I am new. That's right, David McMullen. You hang around, brother. You'll have a nickname before too long. That's what happens when you hang out around here. Valadez, he is pausing for the cause of the margarita. I toast to you, good sir. We will pause for the cause until my eyes blur. It was some waffle mania, E-Daddy. I agree, man. So for anybody who's kind of wondering why we keep referencing waffles, why this waffle thing is what it is, come check us out. Come be a part of the groups and find out what it's about. Or if you want to know even more, get on Facebook. Look up WaffleCon 2018 and WaffleCon 2018. Being brought to you by the Waffle Mafia and being headed up by Mr. Eric Glenn, who's taking care of that responsibility for the group. So pause for the cause for you, good sir. And we had E-Daddy on when we did the first Waffle Mafia podcast to talk about WaffleCon and talk about what would be going on with that. Going to have E-Daddy back on here soon to give us an update since we're sort of midway on our way to WaffleCon and kind of give an update where we're at there. We got a lot of exciting things that we're trying to get done before WaffleCon because we want to be able to come to WaffleCon with those things and be able to do some things live and share the excitement and the fun of what we do with some of the other folks. And we plan to show up in numbers, and we plan to have a really good showing. So E-Daddy, hop in maybe next week or week after and give us a little update on where we're at with WaffleCon and what all is going on with that, how you can help, what you can do. What's up, T-Pumper? Got Dagon in the room. We missed old Dagon yesterday. Dagon, you also missed out on some of the festivities. You were, of course, in on the monthly wheel. So what we do is every month in Lucky Legends, the folks who contribute the most, of course, your names go on a wheel, take the top 10 people, and they get to spin for a special prize that is sort of group specific. It's just, of course, everything, all Masters all the time. But this time we did a Wind Raider. So gave away a Classics Wind Raider. Also gave another Wind Raider away for a double down that we did this past week that I screwed all to pieces. So for everybody I missed on that, I'm really sorry, but we did get you in the one last night. So we did the Beast Man. So it's just been an absolute crazy week in Waffles. Just been having a whole lot. What's up, Dutchy? Man, Matt Dutch is in the room. What's up, Dutchman? What's going on? Let's see who else we got. Cassie P. What's going on, Sugar Mama P? What's going on? Waffle Mafia, baby. That's right. JD Gibbs. Who else we got? Wally Cat. And if you haven't seen Wally Cat's promo for WaffleCon, it's outstanding. E-Daddy's got one as well, but it's just Wally Cat, you caught me so off guard, man. That was outstanding. Loved it. But, yeah, man. So, Joey, you got Joey Boom Boom in the room. What's up, Amato? What's going on? Good to have you in here, good sir. It's always good to know that you're in the room. Yeah, man, get more people to hop in the chat room and talk. It's great. Anytime you guys are in here, that makes the podcast that much better because we actually have the Mafia on hand who are carrying on conversations. We're able to talk. So good WaffleCon plug. Got to get that in there. Need details on WaffleCon. Have to fill out next year's vacation. Alphabet, if you don't care, Give us a little private message over to E-Daddy. E-Daddy, if you are handy there and you've got the dates, let me know what the dates are so I can spout them out here for folks. I don't have it. I had it wrote down. I don't have it wrote down over here, and I can't get to my calendar while we're doing this. So very, very good deal. We'll throw that out there for Alphabet. If not, PM E-Daddy, he'll take care of you, let you know what's going on there. Would absolutely love to have as many people possible show up at WaffleCon. We'll sport some waffle shirts. We'll share the love and the joy of Lucky Legends and all the waffle groups and what we do and you know, show up and brute force, man. Roll in thick. Pause for the calls. Let's get it in. So, a little bit of a recap for what we did this past week. It's not a huge amount of recaps. I'm not going to recap at all because we got 30 minutes, guys, and we would never get through the amount of stuff that we've done in the last couple of days in 30 minutes. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And again, I thank you guys. I like to thank you anytime that I get a chance, but especially in this particular forum where we can talk and you guys, I can see what you say and that kind of thing. But I thank you guys for letting me do what I do and be able to do the waffles and keep the mafia strong and try to have our names out there everywhere that we can and try to get our hands into things that we typically, you know, and maybe make a mark on the community as a group. And I know that we've left our mark on the community with the number of groups that have sprung up and the amount of feedback and the giving and the caring, the sharing and the things that's going on in the group, just kindness and love that you typically don't find anywhere, especially on the internet. So you guys are the shit. I appreciate it. E-Daddy gave us the update. March 9th, 10th, and 11th in Lexington, Kentucky. So that is 2018, obviously, but March 9th, 10th, and 11th. So not too far away. We're only about 5 months away from that, so it's really not that far away. Yeah, look it up. E-Daddy's getting all the details of what all we're going to do there. What's up, Mo2 Cave Dweller? What's going on, my friend? Mr. Rudman in the room. I have a pause for the call from my good buddy, Ruddy. There you go, good sir. Don't you worry, my friend. He's never too far. He stays where he is and he be where he are. So, yeah, man. So, little bit of the recap. Yeah, Joito is looking to get things up and running. Dutchie, I appreciate you asking that. But he is looking at getting things back up and running. Of course, right now it's more of a necessities and sort of the things that you absolutely have to live. And then I know he has popped on the page a time or two and posted a few things. So, you know, the interest and the love of Masters, of course, even in the direst and most terrible times, you know, I'm sure that is probably Joito's escape from everything that he's been through and things he's been through with his family. So, yeah, hop over there on his page, send him a message, words of encouragement. He's a very spiritual person, so speak to Joito and tell him your thoughts and prayers are with him because he does appreciate that, and it's good to know that you guys care and that we're thinking about him, so that makes anybody feel better. It's best I understand he's going to make a return back to his Sundays and, we'll do the Sunday, you know, the normal Sunday thing that we do with Joito. I think the situation's improving, Dutch, because I think for a little bit, they actually, you know, obviously they didn't have power. Internet being, you know, a commodity is not something that, you know, or being a luxury, it's not necessarily something that I would imagine they had a lot of focus on in the beginning. Of course they, you know, things are coming back, and it's good to see him posting because it does mean at least that he's got access to it. So, very cool deal. We've got about 11 minutes left, so we do have to get into our character discussion. I'm going to run down these waffles real quick. Let's have a pause for the calls. I do Will stickers and call it chicken. You do chicken and waffles. That's too funny. Okay, so Monday night, we did a Monday night Mindy. This past week, of course, Mindy of Primus. That was the previous week. We did Monday Night Mindy. Mindy of Primus, she's one of the Attorney in Red Light District girls. If you don't know what that is, join Lucky Legends. Watch one of the replays. Jesus, get yourself some headphones. Turn the volume down on low. Mute it if you can. But you'll see those girls pop up on the spin. So sometimes the hardworking girls of Eternia, you know, they have to have somewhere to stay, man, and you got to feed the monkey. So, you know, the thing is, they work in the red light district, and they keep things chilled and under wraps. we did a Syrupy Saturday. We did a Buzz Off. And a very cool thing, Curtis Lee Raines won the Buzz Off and had mentioned to me prior to doing last night's waffle that he wanted to gift that to Samisha because she was interested in the Buzz Off and he already had one. He wanted to share. It's one of his favorite figures and he wanted to share that love. So Curtis Lee Rains, big shout out to you, my friend. Very awesome of you to do that. So very cool. Yeah, Alphabet, I know. Mindy, you know, you were picking up the girls, and then Mindy stepped on out and went over to Kentucky. And, Lord, after she's been in Kentucky for a while, brother, I don't know if you're going to want her back. There's a lot of crazy stuff goes on over that way, man, because I know because they're just a hill in between me and them. So, yeah, man. Hey, what's up, Coronado? Coronado made it. Dragon Walker of Primus. That is correct. You want to be very careful that you don't walk away with a bad case of the Dragon Walker. We also did a Vintage Buzz Off that Artemis Prime picked up. Did a Cyclone. Cyclone Mint on Card Classics in the box. That went over to Dick Tor. A Vintage Cyclone to Cristobal Davila. Did a Sarod with a Cosmic Key Mini. That went over to Paul Poppy. We did Poppy. We did Poppy. We did a Mega Construct He-Man. Did a Wind Raider. Popped up late that night. Went over to Evo. Did a Wind Raider. Artemis Prime picked that up. So, man, it's been prime time all week. He's absolutely been killing it. We did the Double Down. Like I said, I screwed that up. Left half the people. I don't even know what happened there. You know, man's got a whole day to work on this stuff and just tears it all to pieces. We did a Toasty Tuesday. Wasn't a Thirsty Thursday, which is what we normally do, but we did a Toasty Tuesday. And on Toasty Tuesday, which of course was yesterday, did the Beast Man, went out to Cully Cups, did an Evil Seed. That was going over to T. Willie. He did a trade with E. Daddy. So E. Daddy had picked up Dare earlier in the day and decided to swap that out with Willie. So we did the exchange and that's a good trade, man. Evil Seed's going over and Dare's coming there. So very cool. And cool that our members do that. For those of you who don't know or are not a part of the group, I will say this. Within the Waffle Mafia, most everybody are very tight friends, and we do try to hook each other up and help build each other's collections. Of course, this is pretty much how this thing started, was just building collections and trying to help other people get their hands on the more sought-after characters that I necessarily couldn't get my hands on prior to doing this thing. And you know, we've done some big stuff. But so there it was, a little switch there. And it's cool that our members are able to do that, to do some trading and hooking each other up and all that good stuff. Another Wind Raider headed north. So that's actually going to Canada. The Big Show Ito, Big Show, Chris Scholler picked that up. That's heading up to Canada. So Wind Raider's going up that way. Gave away some Sweet Baby Merman stickers. And if you guys have not seen it, of course, hanging out over there with my brother, Man at Arms. He's doing his thing. But it is a Sweet Baby Merman. Hashtag Sweet Baby Merman. Put that on the back of your ride. Man, that's so sweet. Let's have a little pause for the calls and make these waffles complete. Oh God, the loggers have got me, guys. I might die. Okay. So did a couple other things. Artemis Prime won some minis. Waffle Mafia Sticker won a Ripper. Rogue Ripper went out to Steve. Had old Steve Joshua Ramey. Hadn't had him in a while. Sweet Baby Merman sticker there. So there it was. That was the waffle wrap up for the week. Get into the character discussion. Let's do this bad boy pretty quick. It's going to be a 5-minute rundown. All things con, everything that you may need to know. And not everything, but some of the high points regarding good old con. So, Steve, I sent you stickers, bro. I think I sent Alphabet some stickers out. Damn it, another sticker. Yes, Alphabet, you are officially back in, my friend. There's a Sweet Baby Merman sticker. You got to have it, dude. So, good old Cobra Con, and of course, this is the Classics version. This is the version that we will be playing for tomorrow night. See if we can get him up here looking all right so he can sort of keep an eye on y'all. Here we go. Watch out where you're pointing that gun there, bro. So, Cobra Con, very cool, came to hang out. That is the classics version. Of course, for those of you who are not familiar with the classics version, there are some folks out there who didn't know about classics, were late to the game. Maybe you're still not in the game. Probably one of the most glorious figures that have ever been made. This sculpt is absolutely beautiful. The only one for me, I mean, that just as far as the snake men go, and of course, can we say he's a snake man? Is he a snake man? Is he a descendant of the snake men? Is he actually just Skeletor's henchman? So we'll talk about that. Let's get that underway. So using old Khan as reference, so there's Khan. Of course, the vintage toy we had with our vintage toys had the action figure. So the action feature, of course, for Cobra Khan, as most of us remember from our childhood, the squirting head. You're able to push down the head and it squirts. He was introduced in 1984. He is known as the Evil Master of Snakes. He is also known as the evil leader of the Clan Viper or Clan Cobra. He's a member of the Diabolical Snakes. So some of those things going on. But in the early iteration of Cobra Khan and the early goings of him, he actually looked a bit more like Teela. So it was like a concept version of Teela. But what we were looking for is we actually had a male type figure with the same, let's see if I can find her. Yes, okay. So with our snake type hood, so you're going to have an actual male face in here. And then in the drawing that Roger Sweet did, in the concept drawing, you actually could see up in this hood part, there was the round circle for the spray feature. So it appears that even back then when that concept was being developed, that the idea was to go ahead and have the action feature. So very cool information for early on Cobra Khan. If you guys cross over and do Joe's Serpentor, would be a very interesting look at that. That concept design is very close. Didn't come along till later, but a very close concept design with Serpentor with the early stuff with Roger Sweet. In the original toy, the vintage line toy, he basically just came with an orange version of Zodak's gun. There was a lot of parts reuse, of course, in Masters, as you guys know. So that gun slightly changed from the red gun from Zodak, switched over to an orange gun for Cobra Khan. Interestingly enough, and we'll touch on that in a minute, some of those things have been changed as well in the later versions. He was produced on a single card. He was also produced in a two-pack. So there is a very sought-after two-pack out there that actually has Cobra Khan and Whiplash in the two-pack. So very cool single card and two-pack with Whippy. It's amazing how far the lines explode because people love the stories. Yeah, that's the amazing part of this, Wally. I just don't ever see it going anywhere changing because people have created so many stories, and there's so many stories about Masters, and there's so many stories that haven't been told, and there's so many exciting things or interesting things that we can delve into our characters and their backgrounds and who they are. We just don't necessarily have to tie everything together. Yes, I would love to see a Lady Snake figure. If we could get Lady Slither, that would just be absolutely amazing. If you guys haven't seen that, check out Axel Jimenez's drawing. Concept drawing for Lady Slither. It's just absolutely beautiful. Let's see. Drop that knowledge. I dig it. That's right. So there was on the back of the card back, and guys, we're probably going to have to run like 5 more minutes to get through this thing if you guys are cool with that, if we run over just a couple of minutes. The back, the Errol McCarthy artwork on the very back of there, you had Cobra Khan actually attacking He-Man and he's spraying that hypnotic mist. So, and it was listed as a hypnotizing mist at that point, of course, on the back of the card art back. Yeah, let's have a little pause for calls. How about that? That ought to loosen my tongue. All right, here we go. Whew, yeah. So there actually was another figure created, a variant of Cobra Khan. Most of you guys know, if anybody's listening, if you don't know, look up CamoCon. So CamoCon or CobraCon Camuflado, which was from Argentinian descent, the Top Toys line. The Top Toys line were sort of mix and match knockoff type figures made with Masters. They were actually Masters, but they were featured under the banner of the Top Toys line stamped on there. So the Top Toys variant version of Cobra Con has been deemed by most fans being called Camo Con and being totally different from Cobra Con because of the way that he's made. He actually is, for all intents and purposes, an actual Cobra Con. His painting is different. He's camouflaged somewhat. He's in a two-tone different camouflage. He has gold boots and features Buzzoff's claws, clawed arms, and comes with Clawful's mace. So actually features the Snake Man emblem on his chest. So Cobra Con or Camo Con, a very sought after variant, Argentinian Top Toys. If you guys haven't seen that, Google that. He's very awesome. And that thing is very sweet. So if you, obviously I've never had one in my hands, if I could get one, we would waffle it, just to say we did it, but, never been able to get my hands on one. Absolutely beautiful, figure. Now Classics gave a nod to that and actually did a Camo Con, which was a con exclusive, this past year, when we had the Red Beast Man, we also had Camo Con. So Camo Con, in the Classics line is a nod back to that Argentinian Top Toys line or Top Toys figure. And it's pretty accurate. So it is a Cobra Con, but of course he is very, he has a few sculpt differences, that concept drawn, put together as how that was going to move forward by Axel. Axel's done some beautiful artwork and sketches for Camo Con. So absolutely beautiful figure there if you haven't seen that. But, of course, he is different than Cobra Con. So maybe sometime in the future we'll talk about him or waffle him. I'm definitely still trying to get my hands on a Camo Con for you guys so that we could do that. That is one of the figures, one of the Classics figures that we haven't waffled yet. So, yeah, man, that's there's also a version of Camo Con with regular hands. I have seen that, and there's some debate over, is that legit? Was it part swap? Was it, you know, whatever? I can't say I've seen one carded to say that, you know, that's whatever. But if you do run across a picture, Coronado, share it to the group, because I'm sure that, you know, there are probably some folks in the group that have never seen Camo Con or don't know the history of Camo Con. So definitely check that out, or tell them to watch the podcast. We'll just talk about that. You know, we'll talk about Waffle Mafia for 23 minutes and then we'll talk about our character for 5. I got to get into time management. This is some serious shit. Like, even when we do waffles, the poor time management. Johnson, you have 10% on your phone. You can't talk all day. Luckily, we use the wife's laptop or we would never get anything done for the podcast. It'd be the 10-minute waffle podcast. So, yeah, so, moving on, Cobra Con, when we talk about him as a henchman, his very first appearance was in Double Edged Sword. So that's actually a mini comic. That's his first mini comic appearance, is in Double Edged Sword. He's kind of a background character in that mini comic, displayed as one of, or portrayed as one of Skeletor's henchmen, not necessarily aligned with the Snake Man in any kind of way. He pops up again in King of the Snake Men. So if you guys have King of the Snake Men mini, or if you have the mini book, check that out. If you'll notice on the back, it does list Cobra Con, and it lists him as an evil henchman of the Snake Men. Now, part of the reason may be that Skeletor was kind of playing both sides. And one of the most interesting things about Cobra Con, and one of the things I really like about him the best, he's a very competent villain. He's a very competent bad guy. He actually plays both sides. We have instances where he has been very loyal to Skeletor. We have instances where he's scheming against Skeletor. We have instances where he's telling Skeletor he's going to get some information from Hiss, and he's jabbing Hiss in the back. And then we've got him telling Hiss he's going to get some information, and he's stabbing Skeletor in the back. So, Hiss seems, or Hiss, Lord, Cobra Khan seems to be a very versatile figure, and he's very important to the mythos, especially in a lot of the things that he's had his hands in and had his slithery scales all over, because he pops up in a lot of places and does a lot of things that are very important to the storytelling if you like those particular tellings of the story. So Cobra Khan, definitely key player there. A couple of other interesting facts. He was very prominent in the Golden Books. And if you guys look at some of the artwork from the Golden Books, you'll notice that Cobra Khan's featured quite a bit in the Golden Books. He's even on the covers of a couple. There's one I want to say it's Meteor Monsters. I may be wrong. I don't know why this would be on the cover of Meteor Monsters. So that leads me to believe that that's probably not the one it is, but it's actually He-Man battling with a snake in the water, and you can see Cobra Khan in the background, so it's kind of cool. Other interesting little things. Didn't really like the Snake Men as a separate entity from Skelly's army. I understand what you mean, Wildcat. I mean, it's going to get a little more convoluted as we get through the rest of this, so I'm gonna try to wrap it up here in the next couple minutes, but it's gonna get a tad convoluted here when we get over here. So he was only featured, one thing I was gonna say, he was only featured on box art one time, and he is featured in his more or less toy true version, so he looks much more like the vintage toys, just the drawn, the circular, in fact, this particular head. So he's drawn in this way, and of course Cobra Khan comes with the secondary head, so that's his original vintage style head. Feature him there like that in the background, so there's that head, and that is the only box art that he actually pops up on. When we get over to Filmation, he's portrayed a little bit different. Henchman of Skeletor, of course, but always into stuff. Very competent, though. Very Skeletor trusts him to get a lot of things done. Instead of having a hypno spray, he actually sprays the mist from his hood. So in Filmation, we actually do have scenes where the hood opens up and he sprays sort of mist from the hood. Also, interesting things that I picked out of Filmation as I was kind of going through and watching a couple episodes that he was in to try to see. In The Good Shall Survive is the name of the episode. He is actually able to elongate his arms like Squeeze. So obviously this was much prior to Squeeze. So there's a good possibility that just that idea possibly could have came from something Filmation related, in the sense that in that particular episode, he does, his arms have the ability to elongate. He's got some people wrapped up in his snakes and whatnot. Another interesting thing, and this is where I was talking about, it seems to get convoluted. We learn that he is from a race of snake people called Reptons, and the Reptons actually live underground in Eternia underneath a pyramid, and so there's a lot of crazy things going on there. That's an interesting story if you want to get into that. Other cool things that I picked up to talk to you about on Cobra Khan in issue 4 of the Star Comics. Khan is actually displayed as being two-tone brown. He's not green. So very interesting, a darker brown up top, a lighter brown on the bottom, or vice versa. I can't remember. I think it was actually the first way I said it. And so very crazy way that he looks, because Rattlore is actually there with him, and you would think that that would be the color scheme for Rattlore, but it actually isn't. It's a different tone of brown. So that's in the Star Comics. And if you guys haven't seen those Star Comics, we've given them away a few times. They're absolutely beautiful. And, you know, get your hands on them if you can. Yes, Reptons, Dutchie. They were the Reptons. My opinion, my telling, the way that I like it, I do kind of like him being a descendant of the Snake Men. And I really like the way that 2000X handled that, or 2002, the Mike Young Productions. Cobra Khan was a key player in that game. He was very key to everything that was going on. In fact, as we get into the later part of the series, The Rise of the Snake Men, you learn and you see that all along, Khan has had a plan, and he's been working this plan of befriending Skeletor so that he can get into Snake Mountain, learning of the snake pit underneath that houses King Hiss, that he's been locked away in the portal. So we do see at that point a very scheming Khan in 2000X. And he probably, to be quite honest, what's up, Dano? What's going on, buddy? Dan Rice just got on a topic that you like, Dano, 2000X. So in the 2002 Mike Young Productions, we see a very competent, very scheming, very diabolical Khan. At times, very subservient and whimpering and cowering, and at other times, very manipulative and going behind Skeletor's back and betraying Skeletor. So another thing that I thought was quite interesting in his 2000X portrayal, was 2002, he's able to spit venom. That's something he's never done before. Of course, we've had the hypno mist. We've had the, I guess what you would call it, the sleep mist that can knock people out for certain amounts of time. But in the 2002 Mike Young Productions, he actually has varying degrees of venom. It goes from one scale to another. He can blind you temporarily, just sort of mild irritant to the eyes, like Eternian lagers to the eyes. Or he can flat out burn through metal. So it's interesting that he has varying levels of spit. You know, I guess you could say that I do too. After Thirsty Thursday or Syrupy Saturday, you know, mine could probably burn through metal as well. But you know, Cobra Khan couldn't get up out to jail. So what he needed in order to get up out of his jail, he had to have his little buddy right here. And if you look close, got his little buddy here on his shoulder. That comes with Cobra Khan. Very nice add-in from the Four Horsemen. That is a throwback or a little nod to the 2002 MYP series. So, of course, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to get this done and get it in. Tomorrow night, it's going to be Cobra Khan on the spin. So, Cobra Khan, very cool. He's going to have a little extra. It's nothing major, but he came with his 2000X gun, which I thought was kind of cool. That is a throwback, you know, obviously to the gun, or a nod to the gun that he has, but it's very interesting, much like many of the 2000X sculpts are, kind of over the top, if you will, exaggerated version of what you would see. He's got his vintage style head. I wouldn't say that this is necessarily a 2000X head, because that's not so much accurate, since we just discovered that he's kind of had the hood all along. There are artworks done by Norum where it's one with King Hiss and He-Man's coming with the axe and he's swinging at Hiss, and Hiss has got all the snakes out. You actually do see Khan in the background with his hood somewhat extended. So those are older works of art. And if you go back to 1987, when the stylized guide was put together, that was a stylized version or the acceptable version of each of the characters, Khan is drawn with his hood. So, guys, it's been a vision. He's had the hood all along. He's had it even as a vintage character. They just, in the concept art done by Roger Sweet, they just didn't have a way, I think, at the time to make that work. And he sort of just evolved into this, which was much firmer and flatter for kids to push down on. So, that's why we ended up with what we got. So, sometimes I think I really dig this head the best, and then you pop this bad boy on here and he just looks so clean. One of the most beautiful sculpts, in my opinion, of the line. He's got beautiful, unique boots that are unique to him. The chest sculpt, the body sculpt, all of that, of course, is unique to him. Interesting fact about the gun, and we'll throw this out here and we'll get on the run. One more little pause for the cause. Doesn't he have that on the Roboto card back? Let's see on the Roboto card back. He actually may. That's interesting. Yeah, we'll have to check that out. Yeah, so the gun, Pixel's his name, Maynor. So Maynor threw it out there. Yeah, his name, Pixel, I think it was Pixel Dan. Toy Guru. So they asked him, you know, what was the name of this little figure and or this little guy? And he said that his name was Pixel. And so that has kind of stuck. So this is Pixel. Pixel's actually a big deal in the 2002 comic or cartoon, because he's the one that helps Ocon out and gets him out of jail. So, group hack. That's funny. But, yeah, I definitely do dig this head better. The booted feet are very awesome. He does have the claw toes, but just the fact that his actual booted part of his feet got a new, clean, cool sculpt by the horseman. I'm telling you guys, one of the coolest figures ever to hold in your hand if you guys don't have it. And one interesting thing I was going to tell you about the gun. Although this does look like Zodak's gun, and although the vintage toy did simply change the color and make it an orange Zodak gun, this is not an orange Zodak gun. It actually is very similar, and if you set it next to your classics version of Zodak, it's quite similar, but it is different. There are accents, color accents on the gun, and then out here on the tip of the gun, it's a little bit different, and on Zodak's, it has a silver ring and doesn't have this orange styling on the sides. So that gun is different. Pay attention if you have your accessories out. Actually, the first con that I received that we ever did in Lucky Legends had a Zodak gun, and I didn't realize it until later when I found out that that was actually something different. JD, message retracted. That's funny. Almost as cool as the 2000X figure. Pixel was more PC than Trouser Snake. That is true. Don't have him, but it'll be in my collection tomorrow night, Dutchie. I heard that. So, of course, guys, like we talked about before, everybody who's in tonight or who's in the chat room tonight, you're in for a spin tomorrow night. I am going to copy that down right now so that we don't have any screw-ups like I had the other day where I was trying to go off a couple of different things, and for whatever reason, I left two people out on a spin. I always feel like trash when that happens. So, sorry about that. But other than that, we got to wrap it up. We got to have one more pause for the calls. Take it on out of here, y'all. I'm going to close it out and leave you with a couple of things. Tomorrow night, of course, Thirsty Thursday over at Lucky Legends. Come do that. Everybody's in the chat room. You got a free spot on me tomorrow night. Shot on me. We're going to get into old Cobra Con. Let it be what it be. Check out all the other groups, guys. Check out the other podcasts. Of course, Joe Amato, Fans of Power, him and Tyler Baker. They've had Penny Dreadful on this past week. She's absolutely gorgeous, killer girl, beautiful, awesome, smart, knows a lot of stuff, very nerdy and cool. So check out Penny Dreadful. She's awesome. Also, Masters of the Galaxy podcast. Make sure you check it out with John Meislewick and myself when I'm ever around. Brian Ozone, Brian Obman. Didn't have a show this past week, I don't think, but we think one's coming this week. Let's see what else we got. We got popculturenetwork.com. If you guys have never checked that out, or check out Pop Culture Network on Facebook. That is the page who hosts the podcast, and they're the friends of the Waffle Mafia podcast because they let us do what we do. Got a hashtag Sweet Baby Merman for you. Appreciate that. Waffle Mafia guys, love y'all. Pause for the calls, and I'll see you later, y'all.